The Czech Anti-Monopoly Office announced on Tuesday it was giving the green light for Dutch brewing giant Heineken to buy the Czech brewery Královský pivovar Krušovice, making Heineken the third largest player on the Czech beer market. But will a massive injection of cash and technology help improve the image of Krušovice, a brew many beer drinkers stand their noses up at? Rob Cameron has this report.
Heineken already owns one Czech brewery, Starobrno, in the Moravian capital. It's about to add a second Czech label to its portfolio of over 120 breweries around the world. In Brno, Heineken modernized the production line, built a visitor center, and opened a shiny new bar. The brewing giant's exact plans for Krušovice are still unknown, and unfortunately there was no one at Krušovice available for a proper interview. The brewery's managing director did tell me, however, that the takeover would definitely contribute to Krušovice's development. But will Heineken succeed in making the beer more popular? Many beer purists deride Krušovice as an industrial, rather bland brew. So is that reputation deserved? Evan Rail is a Prague-based journalist and author of the Good Beer Guide Prague and the Czech Republic, published by the prestigious beer consumers group Camera.
I'm not a fan of Krušovice. It can taste great in the right circumstances, but I don't think it is one of the country's best beers. Krušovice is kind of famous for being one of the first breweries to modernize and convert to cylindro-conical tanks, which for connoisseurs usually marks a brew that is more industrial and less flavorful.
Krušovice is currently in the hands of Germany's Radeberger Gruppe, responsible for Dr. Oetker's frozen pizzas and chocolate cakes, among other delicacies. Evan Rail says the fact that Krušovice will be in the hands of a company whose principal business is making beer, not pizza, can only be a good thing. But Krušovice, he says, will remain an industrial beer with all that that entails.
Krušovice is a brewery with a fantastic history. Krušovice was bought as a brewery by Rudolf II, Holy Roman Emperor, owned that brewery for a short time during his reign. This isn't a small brewery that you can just dismiss. This is a historic place. And yet, the beer, is it going to be much better? No, it's probably going to taste more or less the same. It's going to be brewed by a large international concern making beer around the world.
Heineken plans to produce more than 1.85 million hectolitres of Krušovice and Starobrno a year after the merger and become a leading exporter. The Czech Republic currently has about 50 industrial breweries and last year produced almost 19.8 million hectolitres of beer. And as every Czech schoolchild knows, Czechs drink more beer per capita than anyone else in the world.